This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Jeff Wood was supposed to die this week. The death sentence for the 1996 murder of a convenience store clerk, even though it's been well established that he never actually killed anyone. It was his friend who killed a Kerrville gas station clerk in a botched robbery in 1996. Wood was waiting in a truck outside the store. Still, he was held accountable for the crime under the Texas law of parties, similar to laws of accomplice liability in other states. Texas law says that anyone who solicits, encourages, directs, aids, or attempts to aid the other person to commit the offense is criminally liable, too. But on Friday, the Texas Court of Appeals put the brakes on Wood's execution, the court ordering that his case should be reconsidered by the lower court, not because of any issue with the law of parties, but because of potentially flawed testimony. Jolie McCullough has been following this story for the Texas Tribune. Jolie, welcome to the Standard.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The retrial was granted, I understand it, because Wood's lawyers claimed that there was some testimony in this case from a psychiatrist who may have gotten several important facts wrong. What's the backstory there?
Right. Well, first of all, it's not necessarily a retrial right now. It's just going back to the trial court for resolution, which can mean a couple different things. But as far as Dr. James Grigson was called as a state expert in the sentencing trial, and he has been kind of ousted from the American Psychiatric Association for claims that he would analyze a witness without, or a defendant without actually having examined him.
Mm-hmm.
So most of his testimony was based on hypotheticals. So the state kind of said, here's this person who did X, Y, and Z. Would he be a future danger if he was, you know, granted life in prison as opposed to the death penalty? And he would say, well, yeah, if I can analyze hypothetically, yes, he would definitely be a future danger.
This case has generated a whole lot of attention recently, but the facts surrounding it, I guess, haven't really changed in a while. Do you think Wood would have gotten this second chance without so much public attention brought to his case in recent days?
That's kind of hard to say. The court isn't really supposed to be politically motivated, but who can say for sure? It's not a perfect world, obviously. They filed this case, and it did have this new information about Dr. Grigson, which is what the court ruled on. So
Dr. Grigson being this controversial psychiatrist.
Yeah, Dr. Grigson is the psychiatrist.
Who has testified in several cases for the state. Let's go back, though, to this issue of the law of parties. Mm-hmm. Which I think a lot of people have really been focused on. It's very much like accomplice liability, I suppose you could say. Do you think this case might somehow affect the law of parties as it's applied in Texas in the future?
I would be surprised if that were the case. A lot of the publicity that surrounded this case wasn't, I mean, the law of parties was a factor, but this case was so specific. And even like the lawmakers who have signed on, you know, arguing against this execution have really kind of made it clear that this isn't about the law of parties, that this is just about this one guy who seemingly had very little culpability in this situation. The law of parties, they kind of is supposed to be more about contract killers or even someone who's driving around a person who's shooting out the window, and they're very much aware of what's happening.
Mm-hmm. What about possible outcomes for Wood now that the trial court is going to be reconsidering some of these facts? I mean, you mentioned this is not necessarily a retrial, but it does have to make a determination of some sort. Exoneration, is that a possibility or no?
No, not in this case. This is based solely on the sentencing trial. So the most that could happen is if, you know, after this could take years, the trial court comes to the Court of Criminal Appeals and says, yes, this was wrong, then perhaps he gets a resentencing trial. So like he would get life as opposed to death. But this doesn't focus on his conviction at all.
Jolie McCullough is a reporter for the Texas Tribune covering this story. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.